This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A coalition of African American pro-life activists have had their Twitter account suspended after firing off tweets challenging the NAACP over its position favoring abortion. Leading black pro-life advocates have been planning to protest the NAACP's pro-abortion activism at its 44th Image Awards show. The Arkansas Senate passed a bill onto that state's house that would ban virtually all abortions by making any abortion illegal when the baby has a heartbeat. States are allowed to restrict abortion within certain guidelines. This law would test those guidelines. Another of the lawsuits against the HHS contraceptive abortifacient drug mandate has yielded a preliminary injunction against the mandate on behalf of a family-run business. The significance of the injunction is that it is the second time the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has found there is reasonable likelihood that plaintiffs will prevail in court with their case against the mandate. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. When an abortion fails, it fails because the child is delivered. Members of the Canadian Parliament are calling a probe into figures released at lifenews.com. In November, we reported on Statistics Canada figures showing that nearly 500 children were abandoned to die following failed abortions in Canada. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.